Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome, everyone, to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson, and it is Tuesday today. We're doing this a day earlier than normal. It's August 6, 2019. Oh my gosh, yesterday we saw the Dow and the NASDAQ and the Russell 2000 and the S&P all get clobbered because, the trade stuff hadn't really been worked out. And it turned out that there was a little bit of back and forth. And so we had Trump putting tariffs on over the weekend, and then we had China firing back, and then we had the yuan surprise devaluation and the offshore yuan. Just a few percent. It was about 3% when it rocked the markets, but that's an exact analog to August 2015. I can't remember the exact day, but I remember the same thing happened because I was on vacation. It was August again. It was in 2015. There was a 3% devaluation of the yuan, and it rocked all the world's markets. Why? Because they're all interconnected. You know, you've got all these algorithms that are now, 80% of the volume, and they do complex stuff. Remember, first Q, we saw Apple come up with slightly disappointing earnings, and the next thing we saw was the yen-New Zealand currency pair take a dive. That was weird, right? But that's the world we live in. So it's all interconnected. China did some stuff. Trump did some stuff. We saw a lot of reaction to that. Today, we're seeing a bit of a rebound. I don't know if this was the buy the dip was yesterday at 8 o'clock in the evening. We don't know. But today, looks like the S&P is going to close up 37 points. We have the NASDAQ up 107 points. We got the Russell 2000 back over 1,500, closing at 1,501. And most surprisingly, gold at 1,484. And silver 1644, both having made some good moves. Super excited to have back on the program. It's been a long time. We've got with us Jeff Clark. You remember Jeff? He was a featured voices guest in the past, but for those who may not recall, Jeff is the senior analyst at Gold Silver. He's been researching, writing about gold and monetary policy, fiscal craziness, usual things. And really looking forward to having him on the program. Welcome back to the program, Jeff.
It's great to be back with you, Chris. I'm really glad to be here talking with you about some off the cuff stuff.
Absolutely. Well, the last I saw you was at the Peak Prosperity Seminar in Sebastopol this past spring. Did you have a good time?
I really enjoyed that. And as I was telling you before we started, I really liked the audience that was there. They seem to be thinking correctly about things based on a lot of the questions that I was asked. And I think that audience has it right. A lot of the people that were in attendance there are looking at things correctly, you know, not putting their head in the sands. They're doing just the opposite. They're being prepared for something that could come our way. And I really appreciated that because, as you and I both know, most of the mainstream is not that way at all. They're either sticking their head in the sands or they just believe that things will always be fine. And of course, history says that that is clearly not the case.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.